This is WJOI's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning. Over the last couple days, we've been hearing from a young man named Darren Valdez as he's told us his story of, once he went off to college, of getting into alcohol, cocaine, meth addiction, homelessness. He's talked about how his family never gave up on him, how God had to bring circumstances into his life to get him to want to seek help. He's talked about the help that he's gotten and where he's kind of going, and we're going to conclude that conversation today. So I hope you've been very intrigued and enjoying this, and we'll just go right into the interview with Darren.
Yep. And I do upstream now. I'm an ally for them. So every new class we get, I get another ally, and I walk with him. So it's kind of a self-sustaining process. Now we're all helping each other get through life. It's a really neat way to go.
And so that's not all. I notice you're also back in school now, and you've just finished a year of school for
I'm getting going to become a certified addictions counselor. I just finished my first year of classes there. I'm doing my hours at Sobriety House. You need 1,000 hours of interning to get your
1,000 hours. Man, when I got my degree, I only needed 200. But it wasn't an addiction counseling. Oh my goodness, 1,000 hours. I needed 250. That's what it was. My students need 200. I had to get 250. 1,000. Oh man.
Well, that's just level one for the CAC 2, which is my. I'll be starting classes there soon. Uh-huh. I need 2,000 hours, so 3,000 hours altogether.
Oh my goodness! Will you be able to do those at Sobriety House?
So far, so yeah, it kind of that was the God thing about it. I mean, not only do I get paid, I have a full time job, but my hours actually count towards my addiction counseling. So, and then at Sobriety House is helping me pay for the classes. So. The day I walked in those doors, I was in for a lot more than I originally thought. So, yeah, God kind of took care of everything in one fell swoop. All I had to do was keep walking forward.
But you had to want to, even in your programs. If an addict isn't ready, you know, maybe I'm making, now you correct me if I'm making assumptions, but someone in addiction, if they don't want help, there's only so much you can do with them, right?
Well, there's a part of them that wants help. Mm-hmm. There's a part of every single addict that wants help. They're just scared, you know? They've learned to cope with life, with whatever is going on. There's many different things that lead someone into addiction. It's a disease, but it's also one that gets everybody alone and away from anybody that can help them. Mm-hmm. It's really dark. Sometimes they just don't think that they can do it, and they give up. So what they need is love. They need people to love them and to encourage them. Not everybody's going to make it, because it is a deadly disease. But the more help, any help you can give them, just support when they're doing something good and not encouraging negative behavior is awesome. Mm. They have to hit rock bottom. They have to know that their only way out is God. And once they hit that point, they seem to excel. But you got to get rid of all your pride, all your ego, and you got to be sitting down with your hands up in the air saying, "Help me." Mm. At that point is when you surrender, and that's when God comes in. He's been in my life throughout my life now that I look back. But he was always asking me to come back, you know, just sitting there waiting for me, hoping that I would wake up and come back to him.
Well, there's a lot.
Man, once you do, he comes in like full force. It's pretty amazing.
Well, there's a lot of families listening to us right now. Just like you were hooked on meth. Meth is a huge problem in rural America, and that's where we are. We're broadcasting to rural America, and meth is a big issue. So there are a lot of families out there whose families have been torn up by meth addiction, other addictions, but meth addictions. So this part of what we're saying today is, don't give up hope.
You can't give up hope. And you know, my mom and dad I had to come to it on my own. You know, it's hard to describe what someone else should do. I do know this, that there's organizations that deal with families of addicts. They have Al-Anon and they have Nar-Anon. Those are tremendously important to go to. And the thing that they need to know about those things is that doesn't necessarily mean the addict is going to get better. But we deal with a codependency issue. We love someone so much that we don't know how to help them. And those organizations help immensely with that. Those people actually go through the 12 steps on their own based upon their relationship with an addict or an alcoholic. And they've done wonders with people's the hurt that goes on in their hearts, you know. I highly recommend those for those people. Unfortunately, you know, if someone's gone down that road, they have to turn around on their own. You know, God will work on them. You keep praying and you keep praying and you keep praying. God does work wonders, but that person does have to turn around on their own.
Yeah. Darren, when you got in that program, you had your ally, Jason Jantz, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And now you're an ally, and that right away brings to mind in the Bible, in the New Testament, there's Paul wrote a letter to his guy that he was holding accountable, a fellow named Timothy. And in 2 Timothy 2:2, he says that the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. And that sounds like exactly what you've done. You've shown yourself faithful, and you've been able to take what you've learned, and now you're pouring it into the life of other, you know, of other men there at Sobriety House. So I want to really commend you for doing that. You could.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was. It, like you said, you have to be stripped away of all your pride. It took a lot of courage to show up on your parents' doorstep on Christmas morning when you hadn't had any contact with them in years, and then it took courage to go to the, you know, Sobriety House. Go ahead.
I thank you so much, but in all honesty, this is like an unwritten rule when. If he's going to help you, you have to help. You have to give it to him. You have to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And all the grace he's given me, mm-hmm. understood that I give it away. So none of what has happened has been my doing. It's all been him through me. I've cleaned off. I made amends to a lot of people, and I cleaned off. I like to think of me cleaning off the mirror so I can shine off his grace, you know? He does all the work. I just get to participate in it. I mean, being on that TV show and that was all stuff that I didn't plan.
Uh-huh.
And he just keeps bringing grace to me.
Uh-huh.
But the deal is if he brings it to you, you got to give it away to other people. There's a thing called Why We Were Chosen that I read in AA, and it says I came to you because. Not because you're smart or because you're well-written or because you speak well or because you know anything. I came to you because you've been to the same place those people have been. And the power I give you so you can use it. And you're not going to be successful most of the time. And you're going to come under fire, and you're going to have days when it's just not worth it. But I need you to go forward because I'm going to give you the power. And never assume it's you doing anything. It's all me. But as long as you do that, you know, I'll keep bringing you grace.
Well, Darren, I want to thank you for the time. You realize we've talked for almost a half an hour? Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time out to visit with us today here on the air. And
it's my pleasure.
And I hope we have an opportunity to kind of restore our own relationship and stay in touch throughout as we all live life going forward from here. So my best to your mom and dad and all your clan, and for the folks
I'll
there,
do that.
All your housemates there at Sobriety House.
Oh, thank you. And to you and your family and everybody out there, just keep praying and don't ever give up.
Great. Thanks very much. This has been WJOI's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning. Thanks for listening.